You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Soder, Monster Voice from the You Know What, Dude podcast. Bobby is going to be live comics at Foxwoods, June 28th through the 30th. The 13th of July, Bobby's going to be in Musket Fest Cafe. That sounds made up. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Viva Las Vegas. Bobby's going to be at the Empire Comedy at the Paris Hotel. So go check that out. Rhode Island, you got some great strip clubs. Well, you know what else you got? On August 16th, Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Connection. Go check it out. One show only. Get your tickets. It's going to be a bloodbath. I don't even know. That's not a proper way to actually promote a comedy show. And the 18th of August, Wilbur Theater, Beantown, the prodigal son, or one of the prodigal sons, returns. One show only. So get tickets now before it sells out and you guys end up getting in fights with your sweatpants and your Celtics hoodies.
Fuck you, this fucking sweatpants, kid. Fucking warm-up pants and sweatpants are the same fucking thing. And fuck you, go Beantown.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Fristuca, or Fat Kelly, as everyone too much likes to know me. As Dan, that's your cue.
You like sausages and cheese?
I do.
Come out to the creek in the cave. It's right over in the Jackson, stop off the 7.
That's a Jackson, so stop off the 7, or the G stop, the 21st stop off the G. Yes. At the creek in the cave, it is called Underbelly. It's a show with comics doing everything but their stand-up. So if you know them and you know their sets and you think they're amazing, they're doing everything but, and it's always a massive, massive show. We've got a lot of stuff that we've prepared for it. It's our 1 year anniversary. It's free and there's cheap food and drinks there. So 10 o'clock, July 7th at the Creek in a Cave, Saturday night. Come down, say hello, let's cuddle.
Want to take a girl out for a special evening? Maybe you're a gal with a guy that needs to blow off a little steam. Well, July 12th at 10 p.m. at Caroline's on Broadway. It's Joe List from Comedy Central's Live at Gotham. Also from every bar in the tri-state area. He's a little bit of a booze bag. Tickets at carolines.com. Come on out. I'll suck you off in the back.
My name is Joe List. my dear friend who I care a lot about, Dan Soder, will be headlining at Caroline's on Broadway on June 28th. You should go see it. He was on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham the year after me. Just a great guy and pretty funny. I just want my intro, my plug to be much more sincere than yours.
Mine was great!
Ah, fuck you, mother.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, here we go. Robert Kelly's. We're doing another a special edition. This is coming out Monday, but it's a special edition. We're doing two this week. This is the first of two, but it's special because Jim Norton is on it.
I wouldn't consider that special, really.
Really?
Before, yeah.
Apparently you don't know who's been on this show lately.
Who's the next one you're doing?
Angel Salazar.
Oh, okay. Talk about drunk driving. Yeah. Yeah. He got a DUI recently. I heard.
Did he really?
Over. Yeah, he got pulled over. I don't know if he actually was drunk or not, but
really?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that he got pulled over for it.
You know what's funny is that I think I was one of my buddies was working with him at like the Looney Bin in Staten Island and said he got shit faced. He's like, no, it's fine. I drive home. I'm okay.
Oh, really?
And then he got popped. So.
Oh, is that what happened?
I don't know if it was that night, but I know he was like he did a show with him and he was like he got pretty banged up.
Yeah, it's weird. He was in two of the biggest gangster movies ever. I mean, fucking Scarface.
And then
Carlito's Way, I mean, which was not as big as Scarface, but it was still a big movie.
Yeah, he's such a... he is... For some reason, he gets a pass because of those movies, and he's such a character, but he is the biggest fucking hack. He used to come to Nick's Colon's with a fucking... I didn't know there was a dressing room there. Okay? It's a Chinese restaurant. We all hang out in the hallway there. There's a dressing room there, and I found this out because fucking this Angel Salazar brings a fucking plethora of outfits. Change, like
his Barbara Streisand. Yeah,
but he doesn't change at all.
He doesn't.
He just uses the room.
He just likes to have options, Bobby.
I didn't even know he wore a outfit. Yeah. An outfit.
Much less a plethora. As you said that, your fucking mic should have exploded like a pistol.
All I kept thinking about was Three Amigos when he says that. Do you know what a plethora means? I do not have the superior knowledge.
he said to me one night, I had to go pick him up when I was an MC in Beantown. I had to pick him up and drive him to the gig. And he said, okay. When I say, is there any Polacks in the audience, I need you to go, me, if nobody says anything, because he has to do the joke. So I'm like, oh, fuck me. I had another spot in downtown, so I got Wayne Previty. I go, he was in the other room. I go, Wayne, just go in the room. When you hear him say any Polacks, just raise your hand and go, me. So he's in the fucking other room, and all of a sudden he just keeps hearing him go, are there any Polacks in the room? And he keeps going. He won't fucking go on. He's, any Polacks in the room? And all of a sudden, Wayne runs into the room. Me. Yeah. And then he just does the joke. Doesn't even fucking affect him. Goes into the joke. His closing bit is actually he gets into his underwear, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen Angel in a long time. I've seen him like just bumping into him, but I haven't performed with him in fucking 15 years. Yeah. But yeah, he would do a big Born in the USA. He would have like a big Tina Turner in his music. I don't remember the music. I'm sure he's changed some of it, but it was back when I saw him, it was Born in the USA, whatever Tina Turner's big song was. And he would just kind of strip
Rolling
down.
On the River?
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary.
I'm a fucking idiot.
No, it was the something best? Newer.
Maybe it was Simply the Best.
The River is not a fucking big hit.
From Thunderdome?
Proud Mary was a big
Thunderdome.
Song.
Thunderdome.
Proud Mary was a big song, yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's a fucking creep, but he is a pussy hound, though. He hit on everything that walked out the fucking door. He would stand. Oh, I remember. I'm like, what a fucking old piece of shit. He would stand by the door and just try to get pussy every show.
I respect that, though.
Yeah, I fucking respect that.
I respect
too.
That a lot.
Of course you do, because that's what we do.
Yeah. He was just more honest about it. Yeah. He always fucked hot girls, though, from what I remember. He always had a hot chick with him. Whenever he came with somebody, he never had, like, a fatty. I mean, he would always pick up a hot girl.
Yeah, he would. I think it's because of who he was. Yeah. And he is funny. I mean, he gets the crowd laughing. I've seen him bomb with Caroline once, which was kind of sad, seeing that guy bomb. Like, you see him on TV, then you're an MC, you see him killing it at the Colon's, and then you see him, there's, like, fucking 12 people on a Wednesday, and you're like, oh, fuck.
At Caroline's?
Yeah.
Comedy Cellar, he would murder.
You think he'd murder? I actually seen him at the Comedy Cellar.
Years ago, I saw him. When you come years in here in like fucking 1996 or 95,
yeah.
And he'd be on, and he was always closing out the show. He was, the room was fucking moving. Yeah, he would do
it. He'd just fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Chug it out!
Yeah, because he's a small guy, but in that room, because he always stands on something,
yeah.
He's just a big, powerful fucking force when he performs. He's a good performer.
Yeah, he's great. He's the old school fucking just goes in and kills.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't kill, oof.
You never want to need somebody in the audience. Like, you never want to have to go. Like Lisa, there's a lot of crowd work, so she needs a black guy up front, or she needs somebody because a big piece of her act is kind of based on playing off of somebody of something, whether it's a race or a sexual thing in the front. You never want to need somebody. I would hate to fucking rely on having a black dude or a whatever, a gay guy in the
well,
front.
Well, they actually get, okay. They make sure, right? What were you going to say?
Oh, you know Henry Phillips?
No.
He's an Asian guitar act, right?
He's not Asian.
Isn't he?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Asian, but he is a guitar act.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's great, but he's got a great story about he's working in, like, Appleton, I think. And the MC, it's like the middle of December, and the MC goes, hey, look at this guy wearing shorts. I can see your balls. I don't know why I made him from Boston, but I can see your balls, and it just kills. And then the second show, he does the same thing. Look at this guy with shorts on. I can see your balls. And Henry's on stage looking for a guy in shorts, and he gets something. He's like, what? He goes, is there a guy wearing shorts? The guy goes, no, but it gets a big laugh. And Henry's like, yeah, but the fucking, there's three tables think you're retarded. Everyone's just looking at each other. It's pretty good.
I think I'll keep it in.
I know who Henry Phillips is because I was doing radio one time. Does he have CDs out?
Yeah, yeah, he's got a couple out.
I was doing radio in Houston. On the Walton and Johnson show, and I was fucking bombing.
Really?
They stunk, and so did I. Yeah, it was a terrible radio show. I was bombing so bad, they went to break. playing, I think, a Henry Phillips song, which is how I knew I was doing so badly, that they played another comedian's going into a break.
In 2 weeks, Henry Phillips is going to be at the Improv. Like, what the fuck?
Funny, but anyway, if it was Voss.
That would have at least been a comforting friend's voice. That was humiliating.
That's so funny, though. You bought, I mean, you do radio for a living. Why would you buy? Was it them?
This,
they just didn't like your style?
This was weird. This was back years ago. I think, I don't even know if O&A were back on yet. It might have been 2005 or 6. But it was their first day back in, like, or their first week back in that market. And there's two of them, and there's one guy that does a whole bunch of voices. I'm the black guy. Hi, he does like the gay. But you're supposed to.
That's me on this.
Easy.
Yeah, but it's you. Yeah. This motherfucker said, okay, just don't acknowledge that one guy is doing all the voices.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. Like, why do I have to sign up?
That's awful.
To lie with you. That was humiliating.
Yes. Yeah.
So it took me totally out of being honest. And Bill Burr had trouble with them, too. I forget what Bill's problem was. It was probably a similar...
Were they, like, really morning zoo-y?
Oh, they stunk.
Like, a lot of, like the whistle and bells and fucking...
I don't remember. I remember... No, they were a slower pace. They were pretty popular in Houston, where they had gotten kicked off and come back. But the one guy doing all the voices just made me
sick. You
were
sitting in the studio. This wasn't over the phone. So you had to look this guy in the fucking face while I was being an idiot.
Don't acknowledge me. Don't acknowledge me. Get the other mic. Hey, what's up, man? No, that's stupid. Hey, stupid. You're like, you fucking do the same thing.
I got to react like a black guy just said something? I'm not a fucking fraud. You are. Don't fucking make me a...
Dan does Kelly used to be fat. He does a great impression of her when she used to be fat.
You're fat, Kelly? Short meat and cheese?
She lost all her weight because of an.
She's hot now, so you can make fun of her.
She's smoking hot.
How much did you lose?
Oh, about 700 30.
pounds.
I'd have a lot more loose skin on my fucking saggy arms. No, about 30 pounds.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's all you lost?
Wait, what?
I don't know. Maybe it was more. I weighed myself the other day. I was like 125. But I remember when I'd already lost weight, and I'd weighed myself at 170.
I looked at your Facebook picture. It's hard to find her fat photos. But if you just keep going on her Facebook and going, all of a sudden it just starts changing.
It's the Facebook abyss.
Like one of those flip books. Fat Australian is at the end of it.
Huge titties.
Yeah, double chin, but those huge fucking titties. God rest his soul.
I found them.
I would have fucked you fat. She was a sexy fat girl. I find her actually more sexy fat than I do this.
Mm. Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad.
There's a reason for that. I feel more comfortable around you naked.
Ooh,
but the reason why you're on the show, though, is that you got your special coming up, which is... when's it coming out?
Oh, I think you're still talking to Kelly.
She's got her weight loss special DVD coming out.
Saturday night on Epix and epixhd.com. A lot of people don't have Epix, but you can watch it online. I think if you go to epixhd.com, it's really easy to get. You sign up for a trial, it's free, and you can watch it for free.
So you watch it online for free?
Yeah, because it's in a lot of cable systems, but it's not in all of them. It's like on DirecTV. It's on Fios. It's not on DirecTV, but it's on Fios.
It's on Time Warner?
I don't know.
Really?
No.
Is it unedited? Is it going to be unedited or is it going to be...
Totally unedited. Yeah, I went with them because a lot of comedians who I respect have done stuff with them. They get good comics. I mean, they pay well and then it goes on Comedy Central in 9 months.
Really?
It's like a first run is Epix and they're Viacom, so that's how they get people to do it.
And Comedy Central's Viacom too, though, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, their sister, because Epix is a smaller network, so a lot of people wouldn't think to do it there. But they were great to work with.
Where did you shoot your special?
Cleveland, the Ohio Theater.
Why?
Because I draw well there. Yeah, I probably did. I shouldn't have spit that out.
You just really just said it. You're like, Cleveland.
Cleveland. Because Boston,
you should say Cleveland.
First choice was Boston, but they have some weird regulation with smoke machines where they're such fucking fire code obsessed. You know, it's all that union nonsense after the fire at the Great White Show. So they become paranoid about any plug-in stuff. So you need special permits to get smoke machines, and you need them before you shoot. Like, because it does something to the lens. It just makes the shot better.
Right.
When you don't shoot with them, it looks weird.
Really?
But yeah. You got to have them. Weird. You have to have them before the shoot. Just, it does something to the lighting coming down. So we switched venues, and Cleveland was a second choice.
Wait, the Great White, was that in Rhode Island when the guy... They did pyrotechnics in like a
dungeon.
The ceiling was like 6 feet. Yeah.
The station.
Ceiling.
I did comedy there.
You
years
did?
Ago. Yeah, right before
the night after, which is tough gig.
They're fucking still taking the chars off the fucking bottom of the floor.
Hey.
It was how do you pick up a girl at the station with a vacuum cleaner? Hello. That can be a 9/11 joke as well, but it's a little more touchy. gonna have the right audience.
I saw a video of that. Did you see this video of that fire from the outside? And it's fucking. They show people running and trying to get out.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's literally people half out the door, but the pressure was so intense from the people pushing that they people were trying to pull them the rest of the way out the door, and they couldn't get them out the door.
Oh. Jesus, how many people died in that fire?
I want to say 100. Yeah, a couple hundred. It was a nasty one, man.
That's why I fucking hate panicking crowds. That's why I don't like concerts really. I went to a Van Halen concert when I was a kid, and it was general admission at a baseball stadium. This is when I drank too. And I remember I ran to the front row. I was like, oh my God. I'm looking at Eddie. He's got the cigarette in. And then all of a sudden I feel the crowd start pushing. And I panicked like a little girl. I'm drunk and I'm about to cry in the front row of Van Halen. And I had to shimmy my way over to out of the front row because I just started panicking. I can't, because they don't give a fuck.
No, they'll crush you.
No, everybody's shit-faced, fucked up, and they'll kill a little fucking cutie with a bolo tie and a fucking mullet.
They're all running with the devil.
Who's that?
Oh, that thing, that stepped on my laugh. That would have been a big one.
Who is that? Oh, shit, yeah, we're taking photos and video, too. We're going to put it on the internet.
Well, we might as well jump.
You're still going with this, huh?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah.
So you did your special in Cleveland.
Yes.
How many shows did you do?
Two.
You did two shows?
Yeah, yeah.
And you sold them out?
They sold out quickly. I sell well in Cleveland. That's another reason I wanted to do it, is because...
Do you make the money on the tickets, too?
I did on this one because I didn't use an audience coordinator because I knew I could just sell them. But yeah, not a lot of times you don't make it. When you use audience coordinator, you don't.
Like, what's when I did fucking audience coordinator?
Audience coordinator is somebody that they hire to get an audience for you. Like when I did Monster Rain, it was in D.C., we had tickets, but you had to order them online, but they were free. But we had an audience coordinator who kind of... I won't let them seat certain people up front. Like, I don't want an Asian girl up front and a black girl up front and a Jewish girl up front and a white guy. Like, a lot of times Comedy Central will do that just to make it look like...
diverse and...
But that's not my audience. And I'm like, I went nuts after the first show.
Just fucking 19 bald guys with goatees.
That's what I want. You know what? A bunch of...
Me up front.
Wearing a Motorhead shirt and a metallic. It just goes...
That's
different.
Exactly what my audience is. Though. They're a bunch of fucking creeps in Pantera shirts. I don't need to see the fucking reaction shots, too. I made this special dark. I wouldn't let them light the audience... I got Louis and I had talked about that a while ago, and he suggested that, and he was right, because people are more comfortable in the dark laughing like a comedy club. I don't need to see. I don't need to fucking see the audience.
We don't need to see the audience. If I'm watching on TV, I don't want to see some shit. And then they always cut away at like a point where I've missed something. I hate it.
They fucked Colin on that on the HBO special.
What?
He was pissed because they lit the audience.
Oh,
they
really?
Lit the both shows they lit up the audience. And it's like you're used to doing it in the dark.
Yeah.
We're in the dark and you do your show. You don't want to see them. And then you put those lights on. It's like that's the end of the fucking show.
I fucking was so angry because I was specific. I'm sorry. I just wanted to sound like I was an edgier guy. You know, wow, drop a few F-bombs. So like, this guy is dangerous.
Oh, this guy.
But I said I want the audience. We went through lighting cues. And when I walked out, Lenny Marcus was the opening act. They needed a few cutaways.
Man, fucking Lenny?
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
He's great.
Lenny's funny, man.
He's very funny.
This Letterman was great.
Letterman was really good.
Lenny's a funny guy. It's so funny. You always bring weird, like, people you don't think that you would open for you.
Yeah.
You have a lot of chicks that open for you.
You used to have Al Jackson.
Al Jackson for a long time. Amy Schumer.
That's why that would be odd.
His puffy body.
Yeah, he really is a drunken sot. But yeah, Amy would kill, but then they just move on. People move on. They you know, obviously get more stuff, and they want more, you know, they're headliners, so they go out and headline.
Kelly open for you.
I've never seen Kelly's act.
No, that's... Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's nice.
I haven't.
Don't put the pressure on him.
Run it again, Bobby.
Cue it up.
Last week, they butchered me last week, Jim. They went through one of my sets, and they told me what I'm doing wrong. It was brutal.
Well, she had a set that sent us, and I said, do you want us to go over it? And I sent it to a manager. And he gave his professional opinion, and we listened to it. We gave our professional opinion. Nate Bargatze said, I think it's pretty amazing that Kelly, as a person, because she actually flew halfway around the world to do something she's not good at.
Who said that?
Nate Bargatze.
He said it as a compliment. He's a funny comic. He's moving to L.A. You don't even know.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, poor Kelly.
So you had all your people in the thing. But did they have people?
You have to go through the Cleveland locals. course, the union guys, the local union guys, and I thought Cleveland would be, they were kind of cocksuckers. You know, they're just they're ball breaking union guys in Cleveland.
Do you think it's just any union?
No, I mean they can be, but they don't do much TV. And now I understand why. I was really furious because it's like we're bringing you a show, we're putting a lot of money in,
yeah.
And they were breaking balls about 5 minutes we needed to do. They're like, hey, we got to get the guy down from the rigging, and we're gonna have to start charge. It was like one of those jerk off, one of those fucking jerk off guys.
Yeah. Why is
I
that
was on stage because I was doing light stuff. So I had to do clothing and see if it matched.
Right.
But anyway, they fucked up my light cue on the first show. I was Opie and Anthony came and they were in the 30th row, and I'm on stage and I'm doing my act and I can see them the whole time. The first show I was homicidal. I was so angry that I went off stage and I went ballistic because they fucked up the lighting cue. So the second show, when you see it, is pitch black. They got very dark. So most of the show, we cut from the late show. And the early show, it's only stuff on the stage. But right. They do that audience shit so they can edit. It makes editing easier. Whenever they cut to someone covering their face and going, "Oh," that's because they have to edit something.
Right.
And that's so they just cut to an audience. But I'm like, do it in the reverse. You don't need to go to the audience. You cut from the fucking back.
I've seen them fuck that up, too, where people, like Comedy Central, they'll be like, "I was visiting my mother," and it cuts to a person like...
Right around the setup.
Like just dying.
When I did my presents, the guy before me, I don't know his name, he fucking took a hot one because it was a lot of O&A fans. And I went out and fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
And then when I saw the specials, he did great. They just used my crowd.
Yeah.
They took the guys, they took the people that were there to see me. My laughs, they gave him my laughs. I was like, that's not his laugh.
Yeah.
That's my laugh. I remember you set.
It's like your family going nuts for him.
No. Like, but that's fucking weird, man. That's weird that they don't just do what the fuck you want to do.
Well, it was a mistake by the lighting. It was a mistake. They hit the wrong cue because they had cues timed out.
Right.
This cue, that cue, and the walk-off one. And they fucked up. They left Lenny's lighting on. I told them they can go brighter with him because they wanted to film a few reactions. So I'm like, I don't want to be a difficult asshole. So they did that, and they just left his lighting cue on. But I hate a well-lit room like that. I hate the way it looks, and it's all I see when I watch people's specials.
I hate it, too.
I should not be able to look out 20 rows and see what people are wearing.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck is it?
The ones they did for Showtime, I forget who it was, the Pitbull, whatever the fuck.
Bobby Slayton.
Yeah. They did
great
him.
Great guy.
I don't like him.
I like him.
Richard Jennings. They did.
Oh, God.
I think him... It's Richard Jennings.
Richard Jennings.
What's his name?
Richard Jennings.
Was Richard Jenny.
Oh, shit, he's dead?
Yeah, he killed himself.
Who's the guy that was on the show the other O&A? What's his name? Kevin Pollock.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Pollock. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Kevin Pollock.
Richard Jennings.
That's a big mistake.
That'd be a great special.
Yeah. Richard Jennings sounds like a real estate agent.
It was actually the pit bull holding Richard Jennings' body up.
Oh,
What's his name? The Pitbull there, and then
Kevin Pollock.
But they all did the same stage. It was all the same stage, same setup. You could tell it was like they just, one after the other, or at three different nights, it was just a little different lighting here and there.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it was a Showtime. I was like, what the fuck is this? And you could see the whole audience.
Right.
The whole fuck. It was almost like a hotel theater. You ever like those hotel theaters like in Worcester? They have like a...
I was just in Worcester.
It was fucking awful.
Yeah.
But your act, your jokes too, you can actually edit you because you're pretty precise with your material.
It's not but it's long. A lot of it's longer. Like I'm not good at doing quick setup punchlines. So like if you have to edit something, it can be harder because you have to take the whole bit out. If you don't have a good edit point, it's hard to take like the 30 seconds out here and pull it from the late show. I've had to go through that, too, and that's kind of a pain in the ass.
Did you fuck with the crowd at all? Did you say anything to them? Did you just come up?
No, a girl said something to me. I joked with a chick in the audience who piped up, and we left that in, but you can't see her. I mean, she just wooed, you know, some dumb shit. And there was a few people yapping, but we had them tossed.
So you went out...
Yapping?
You
just yelling radio stuff. They do. They're dummies.
So you went out and from front to back just did the hour that you did you had.
Yeah, I did about an hour or five on the first show and about an hour 20 on the late show just to give yourself something to pull, you know.
Because it's like weird, like you see Patrice's special and he fucked off. You know, he comes out and talks to the crowd, and
yeah.
It would be harder to edit his special because you know every show is not going to be the same. Mm. It's not going to be the same point, and he's fucking off saying this, and he says things differently each time. But I watched the clip you tweeted yesterday.
Oh, the Sandusky?
It was a funny clip. Mm.
Yeah, I hate the fact that the first one they put up was a fucking airport security one.
Yeah,
I saw that one. I liked the bit in the context of the special because it looked a lot about people's privacy, and I kind of like to call out the whatever. But I don't like it in its own because it's like an airport security bit. Who gives a fuck? In an overall special, I'm happy with where it fits. But I was like, what are you doing? The Sandusky's, the trial's happening. Fucking put the Penn State stuff out there, you morons. So they gave me that, and then there's one more Penn State one going out tomorrow.
Oh, they just did it. They didn't go over.
There's a whole list of approved clips, and then you know when they promote stuff, they're like, well, we have these exclusive. We want to show to this and that, and then you're just working on the other promos. And you're like, oh, okay. But I try to be pretty hands on. I never like promotion people to just do. I don't trust their instincts on what they're gonna put out there. Like the fucking Sandusky bit, the second part of it. There's a brutal ending to the joke that's not in there. It's on the special, but they cut it for the promo, so it's clean. I'm like, what are you doing? It's fucking terrible. Put that fucking brutal line back in. You don't understand the people that I want to watch this?
Well, they want more people to watch it.
It's fucking awful.
And they want it to actually... It's almost like you don't want to put too much of a trailer, the movie in the trailer, because people are like, what the fuck? So when they actually see the joke in the special, oh, fuck, and it's really going to hit home.
That wasn't why they did it, because they did a bunch of, like, they showed me a page with all these approval clips on it, and it would list what they are, and right. It was a dirty, 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 and, like, it's hard to find a clean clip. Like, uh-huh. There's almost nothing in that special that I could show on, like, I'm doing Leno. There's almost nothing in the special I can show on Leno. Almost nothing.
What are you doing, Leno?
I have two of them, one Friday and one the week after. But they're
giving
me a panel.
Two Lenos?
One is just a segment and one is panel.
Okay.
But the panel one, they're going to probably show a clip. I have nothing I can do on there. It's all either...
But that's funny in itself. That's fucking brilliant in itself. That if you show... You should show something else other than your fucking set.
Just show your intro coming out.
Yeah, you should. That's pretty funny. Cut
out. Yeah. I actually thought of that because I have a really cool intro...
Fucking genius.
Yeah, that's a good one. I might show that, but then they're like, no, you got to show some of the special, but it's just too dirty, so maybe just show it with beeps.
Were you saying my idea was genius?
I actually inspired your fucking idea. Well, and you just fucking...
I yes-anded you.
Guys, you guys both had the idea.
I had the idea.
Bobby and I will be at
the
UCB.
Bobby had the idea. Bobby had the idea.
We.
If you want this free beer, keep flowing.
Shut your mouth. I keep offering to put money in.
Fucking the beer. They keep bringing beer up, so as long as they bring beer up, you can fucking drink it.
All right, I'll have another one.
But, relax, you Alky. they, what the fuck was I going to say to you? Fuck, man.
That Joe's idea to show the...
Something about
intro?
Me being...
Someone being a genius?
No. The beginning of your show, your special.
Oh.
People don't know about.
Right.
But it's fucking... You know, a lot of these beginning of these specials, I've seen a couple of them, and they're atrocious.
They are awful.
I'm just like, who the fuck said yes? Who? Do you have any friends that would tell you, don't do this? You're a fucking idiot? Like, all your people just said, yeah, that's funny. You're just an asshole. I'm not going to mention names, but I've seen a couple of them. But yours, and I was just saying this because you're fucking one of my best friends, but fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
And... You're like, are you shitting me? Are you fucking shitting me?
This part of it I haven't talked about, but the part people do know about because we talked about it is the fact that I got Ozzy to introduce me.
Oh, people do know.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
But we talked about it because, and plus this is airing, by the time this airs, I think later today or whatever, they're going to Twitter it for me and put it on their Facebook page. The Osbourne said they would do that. So we got Ozzy to intro me. From his house, I was gonna shoot. I wrote out an intro. It was like one page, and I emailed it to Sharon, and she was like, "Well, he's over in England doing the new Sabbath record." I couldn't believe she said yes to it. I couldn't fucking believe we got him. And then they're like, "Well, he's coming back on this date," and she's like, "Would you mind doing it at our house?" So I'm like, "No." And then she fucking sends me the address, and I went and we got him to do. It took a 1 minute. Back and forth.
I love Norton's Shaggy.
Now, did you ever think, like, being... You're a huge Sabbath fan.
That's
you ever think...
the greatest moment
of... Did you ever think that someday in your career you would have Ozzy being like, yeah, let's fucking, I'll intro you on your special.
Never thought it. No, never. Because it's hard to get him to do that stuff. No.
Yeah, but that's fucking awesome.
It's like me getting Donny Osmond. That would be really
huge
for us.
Yeah.
You should see his bedroom.
That's the best thing I come up with. I didn't have a nightmare.
Of his songs.
He's back.
I'm a little bit country.
Yeah.
The road is long.
Knock three times.
Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando, I know.
Don't mess up with Orlando.
We just got pitched him on Opie and Anthony.
Tony Orlando?
Yeah, we just got pitched him.
He's not. I thought he was dead.
No. Oh, no. I hope not.
guys, we need to rethink this.
Is he coming in?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean,
was he tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree?
Candia, knock three times.
Yeah. Fucking twice on the pipe.
Candia, we can make it together.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Candia,
I've never heard that song.
Come on, man.
I'm pretty sure my mom wanted to bang Tony Orlando back in the day.
Yeah, they all wanted to fuck him, man.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, well, he's Spanish, right?
Probably. I hear he's a good dude, though, and I hear he's a great interview.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sorry, Phil. Are you Spanish? Spanish, right, Phil?
Of course he's Spanish.
Hey. I didn't know.
He looks like a fucking offbeat Brazilian detective.
He really does. His eyebrows and fucking chin hair connect.
He's going to either be Spanish or Armenian. You had two fucking choices.
He eats with his hands. So you got this crazy. There's another part though.
That Epics almost made me take out.
Get the fuck.
Yeah, but I fought them. And you know what? In fairness, I can't even say I fought them. I petitioned and asked them, and they actually agreed. They were very reasonable. Like as far as networks are concerned, they were the best I've ever dealt with. Because usually when you're dealing with that faceless machine, like no, someone said no.
Standards and practices.
Funny, yeah.
But I presented my point to them about wanting to keep this thing, and they're like, all right, let's see what we can do. And they came back, they're like, great news. We talked to the chairman. It's cool. Like it was that simple. Like they really are different than other people I've dealt with. That's why I loved, and that's why they get a lot of acts to do stuff, because they're not typical of what you deal with any networks.
Do you think Comedy Central might mess with it at all?
Oh, the first part they'll never show. The Aussie part, of course, they'll show. But there's certain bits they won't. Yeah. They don't even need, you know, Comedy Central is just, they self-police for advertisers. But none of those cable stations need to fucking police because the FCC has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, because, and also a lot of the things they show are after like 10, so you could get away with saying anything.
Yeah, after 11, though, on Comedy Central, you can say fuck, asshole, whatever. Well,
yeah, they
want,
do. Right? They used to do that, the
can you
raw,
say fuck?
Like, you can say, they show,
I think so, you have to say
they show Richard Pryor completely unedited one
Did they
weekend.
Take out when he said nigger, or do they leave that?
They bleep that.
It's amazing.
They bleep that.
It's amazing how that word, because fucking, that's probably a Viacom thing, that's probably
not absolutely.
Them. But they did that on a bio for Pryor I watched.
I'm not dead yet, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, that was Comedy Central. This is on the Biography Channel.
I just want to let YowzerFitness.com, we did not say nigger, that was Jim Norton.
But it was,
it sounded wonderful.
It drove me fucking crazy. That it's like, I understand if a guy is saying it just to be shocking, but when Pryor used it, and the names of his albums, the biography was showing, the cover, was That Nigger's Crazy,
Super
Bicentennial
Nigger,
those are the two they showed. And they fucking blurred it out. It's like, this guy you're blurring it for? Who the fuck are you to make an editorial decision? Don't show it then. Don't show it if you're going to beat that out.
How about when they, on Patrice with Tough Crowd, they bleeped out Buick and left in nigger.
That was a funny point Patrice pointed out, too. That
was in his half hour, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was that a Tough Crowd or was that in his...
It was a Tough Crowd. He had the Washington Sniper.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was a crazy white guy. It wound up being a nigger and a Buick. Yeah. And they bleeped out Buick because they weren't advertising.
Standards and practices that people, they're the worst people at the network because they overthink things. They have to justify their jobs. They can't look at it and go, hey, man, there's nothing wrong here. They're terrible. They're fucking terrible.
FX standards and practices
are much better.
Seems fucking real. I mean, you watch those shows and you're like, holy shit.
Look, they're much more reasonable.
Look at everything Louis gets away with. Always Sunny in Philadelphia gets away with a ton of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of their shows are, I think that's why they've got some of the best programming right now.
And that's probably what comes,
if anyone's listening.
And that's what comes from the president of the company. Yeah. That's probably why. That's why they have really good shows.
Yeah, Louie has that story about calling standards and practices and talking about all the shit. And she's like, yep, that's fine. Just don't say all this shit together.
Yeah,
you can
that's
say it
right.
All piecemeal, but just don't say ass fucking shit.
It was like Hitler
asshole
and cum.
Shit in my throat.
Right.
I think he couldn't say shit in my throat. And that was the one thing she was like, "Nah, you can't say that." And she was like, "I'm gonna find a way to say that." Which
is pretty cool. Shit, Sarah.
Yeah, it's a rough one. Scat stuff, like eating scat, is a fucking rough one to get through. NBC always balks at eating scat jokes.
It's really funny to think a guy's job is he's like, "Yeah, that's a pretty light day. No scat jokes, no nothing." He's just happy when there's no shit eating jokes.
It's funny though, because Norton, you mean coming up with you, it's like. You know, you're like, you're a fucking edgy motherfucker. And then you go on O&A, but you found a way to get on regular primetime network television on a consistent basis. And then, you know, have these specials, too. It's fucking, it's pretty amazing.
Well, I do mostly Leno. And the people, there's the misconception is like, he's like, oh, he's so milquetoast. I get away with way more on that show than I would on any of the other shows. I've done bestiality jokes, dog paw prints on a girl's hip joke. Like, references you shouldn't probably be able to do on late night TV.
What?
It was just some dog fucking joke. I made fun of someone in the audience with getting paw prints off her hips. And they allowed that type of stuff to go through. And I remember doing Letterman. And again, this is just the networks. And what a nightmare. The second Letterman I did, I was, and I wasn't even being a belligerent dick. I said to Eddie, like, dude, you know what? I think I'm not the right guy for this set. You should probably give this to someone else because what they wanted me to take out, I thought was unreasonable. And I'm like, I respect the fact you got a great show, but I'm probably not the right guy because I'm going to look terrible if I, like, there was stuff that just was so soft that they wanted me to take out. But then, in fairness, Eddie did go to CBS and they let me do it. But it was one of those things where it was really hard to get certain things through that it shouldn't
Eddie?
Have been hard.
Do you think that was Eddie or do you think that was CBS?
I think it was more... I think
because they did allow you to do it. So it's like, in my head, I'm like, he wants his... What he thinks is funny.
Maybe, but it might have been... It sounded like network stuff that he had probably seen before. It probably seemed like... Sometimes when you're representing the host or the network, you kind of see their pattern, so you just kind of... You say that, and then but when he went back to them, he might have presented a good argument. So I don't know, but he said he did, and they let me do it.
I wonder if I should fucking work on a 7-minute set.
Of course you should.
I've never, ever had the desire to do network television comedy.
But it's a necessity. It's like Pryor did it, Carlin did it, like, you know, all the greats did it. Like, and that's why I, because it's tempting to go, fuck it, we don't need it. But you know what?
What does it do for people now, though? I mean, there's so many people that are doing it that fucking are nobodies. That don't have shit. They have 15 minutes of stuff, of material, maybe. They just give it away to these people who have the 7 minutes. And it really doesn't... What does it do for your career?
It doesn't do what it used to do. Like, it used to be one Carson. Like, Freddie Prinze got to sit on the couch, and that made you a star. Yeah. It doesn't do that, because it's been kind of watered down, and there's cable, there's HBO, and there's Letterman, and there's fucking Conan. There's 50 different places to go.
Right.
But it's still a place to go and perform in front of 3 or 4 million people. And it's still, it's a very, very viable promotional tool. It's a necessity to do it. But when I watch old Pryor on The Tonight Show, he was funny, man. He wasn't as funny as he was in, you know, on fucking, you know, Richard Pryor Live in Concert. Yeah. But he made me laugh. He was a funny dude.
But there's something about, like, even like I watch a Tal live and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you see him on TV and you're like, it's not the same. Something happens to certain guys.
Because
there is a certain way to do monologue comedy. Television network comedy. They're jokes. Jokes come like jokes, set up punch tag comes off better than like a storyteller or characters or, you know, like a guy like Patrice or Attell with a certain style. I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a great Attell set from when Conan
Thank
first.
You for actually holding that thought until I was long.
I wanted to watch you fail, Bobby. I
saw you be turning red.
I was like, let's let him go. Right when Conan first took over or started doing his show, Attell was like one of the first comics.
And
it's like
you're talking about.
Classic Attell. It's like a great Attell set. He's wearing like that jacket. Looks like he just probably walked in and went on stage.
Right.
It's awesome, though. It was a good set. It's from, like, 95.
Yeah, it's real, like, loose and silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be very funny on network TV. You can't get away with what you can in a lot of other places, but that doesn't mean that it's not a real place to go and promote, and people do see you.
Well, even the guys from, I mean, the Tonight Show, I mean, I almost booked some. I mean, I remember Eddie called me right when O&A came back on.
Right.
They were kind of on fire with Letterman.
They did, yeah.
And then those guys called me up, and they were like, they want to see you. What's his name? Called me. Eddie called me. He was like, yeah, the guys want to see you. And he came down and saw me. And something happened. It couldn't happen. And then it just faded away. Like, he was like, it's just not happening.
It happens, yeah. But there's other shows. There's Conan. There's Leno. There's Craig Ferguson. There's Fallon.
Craig Ferguson, the one show I would love to be on, and they were like, they just want topical stuff. They don't want any edgy stuff at all. And I was like, him? That's why I love him. He's just fucking out of his mind.
Yeah, they were going to ask me to do a set one time. Like, can he work clean? They asked this, so I never did Ferguson.
Yeah, I turned just... that fucking... I was like, I don't want to even try to do that. Can I work clean? Fuck off.
Yeah, you get that. You get a lot of the dickhead bookers or blockers and stuff, but you should still do it.
I've bombed. I did Kimmel, and I did the other fucking dude. With
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. I bombed on Carson Daly twice.
I like that you judge late night hosts by their eye color.
Who's the
blue
green
eye guy? You know, the Hazel.
Well, I think he has blue contacts. They're not real blue.
Oh, really? He paints his fingernails too.
I think
that's a little bit suspect.
He paints one. I bombed twice on that, and they didn't. Oh, that was the worst ever. Because I remember I bombed the first one. The first minute I sucked. And I remember we were down here, and everybody knew I did it because I fucking. I'm doing fucking blah, blah.
We all watched it with you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
They didn't have the volume up.
Oh, thank God.
But they had the fucking closed caption, and the dude wrote. Light laughter.
Light laughter.
You're taking shtick from the closed caption guy? Get fucked.
That's amazing.
That's so funny. Some deaf guy.
I was like,
that is hilarious.
Thank God. And the guy, I was like, they're not going to know this first joke took a hot one. Light laughter. And just saw my face. You could tell I bombed. I was like, and I did this thing with my arm when I got nervous because it's a cordless mic, which I'm not used to. I'm used to having the club and stringing out the cord, so I would shake my hand, like trying to get the cord out. So I'm doing this every couple minutes, like this, just shaking the mic like this.
Is he dancing?
I came back in. My manager goes, "What the fuck were you doing with your hand?"
That's hilarious.
Did it the second time. I went, "How did do it happen again?" I just shake the mic.
You got to get used to it. That's all. You just got to get used to that kind of set.
Kimmel was good, but it wasn't. It wasn't the best. I mean, I don't know. I kind of bombed.
They're not easy shows. Kimmel was not. I've done Carson Daly, and I think I did Carson. I did Kimmel too. Kimmel was not an easy set.
Kimmel's not an easy
I did
crowd.
Okay on that. I didn't do great because I was on with Mark Anthony and somebody else, and they weren't there to see me.
I was on with Ryan Reynolds. I looked over the couch. Gorgeous man. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, and who's the chick that was married to Kurt Fox?
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams. And I looked over at the couch. I go, "Oh my God, you're gorgeous." And she said, "Thanks." I go, "No, him."
That's funny.
But they cut it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they cut such a funny, spontaneous moment?
And then I promoted my club date. My stupid manager, he goes, "Yeah, that's good. We're not on in Atlanta, but you know, that's good. People around maybe will see it and come to Atlanta." I promoted a date that Kimmel's not even in fucking Atlanta.
Is he in Atlanta now?
I don't know.
He has to be.
Yeah, he's on ABC.
He wasn't. It was
when was this?
It was this was a while. It was like 4 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer.
Oh.
But I remember another thing, too, is that when you come off... Oh, this happened to me so many times. Happened to me my first gala in Montreal.
Most overrated city on earth.
I love Montreal.
I know you do.
I love Montreal too.
Overrated city on earth.
What do you know? We had a blast last year.
It's okay for audiences. I did a gala too. Ugh.
Though the gala sucked because the
based on the audience or the city itself?
Both. Just an overrated place.
We had a blast.
Oh my God.
It's okay. I have an okay time. I have a much better time in 50 other. I'd much rather be in Boston, New York, San Francisco.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But I mean, you know.
I think Montreal is the fucking New York, Boston, San Francisco of Canada. Have you been to other places in Canada?
I've heard Vancouver's gorgeous.
Vancouver's
I got blown
insane.
In Vancouver. In 1990, I went for a sober convention to Seattle. And I went to Vancouver. I had just started stand-up. I went to Vancouver, and I got blown for my last $80. I had $80 left, and I got blown in an alley. And I gave like 60 to the girl and her friend 20. And she's like, "You can pat my bum for 20. So I patted her friend's ass while she, me and my buddy went in, and we both got, I got blown by two girls in an alley with my last 80.
That should be your next book.
Yeah. Pat my bum for 20 bucks.
I'm glad your priorities were straight, though. You're at a fucking a sober convention.
Yeah.
Getting blown in an alley.
Yeah. Well, we went up there for a couple of days after. It was a fun trip.
Vancouver's got some good sex.
They had a comedian get arrested recently for something he was doing on stage.
I figured. Oh, yeah, that stupid Human Rights Commission. Canada, look, Canada's an overrated country. As far as people think Canada's this fucking great place, but they're horrible with free speech. They have that awful Human Rights Commission, which goes after like people who say quote unquote mean things on stage.
Right.
Like, they're the worst, man. They're the fucking worst.
I'm a big fan. I like being up there, and I like the crowd. I did the whole tour of Canada.
Oh, they're babies.
From one side to the other. I had a blast. And I mean, the galas suck in Montreal because they're televised and they light the fucking, the whole audience is lit. for filming. So you go out there and you fucking, it's just, I've bombed. Last year I did it. I did mediocre. And the only reason why I did mediocre is because everybody before me took a hot one. Then Bob Marley came out. You know him, right?
Yeah. I know who he, I don't know if we met him. I might have met him. I don't know who he is.
That fucking guy does not. He came out with a hoodie and just a Boston hat and just fucking annihilated the. Just fucking corks out all around. School of back fucking beans and fucking pussy and dog. My fucking roof. And just boom. The place just lit up. But this is when you know you'd fucking stink. The first gallery I did, I walked off stage. I actually bought a suit. I was up there alone.
This is going to go well.
I bought a suit because Matt Frost said you should look nice for the gala.
But you would have felt uncomfortable.
I fucking never wear a suit again. I wore a suit. I actually got it made and tailored.
Of course you did.
But it's still... anybody at home? First fat joke of the evening.
Right on target.
I just took a hot one. It just didn't work. I listened to like my manager at the time for the set, and it was just this shit set I didn't believe in. And there was this one joke where I had to do this thing, like walk. And if I didn't, oh, fuck me, dude. And I remember I came off and I was sweating, and fucking Kevin Hart went on after me, swore, talked about shit, shitting on a baby shit, fuck this, fuck that, annihilated. I didn't swear once because they told me I couldn't swear. And I walked off, my manager goes, dude, you look good. I was like, look, fucking looked good. That's when you know you bomb, when they actually, yeah, you look, I mean, you fucking blew, but you look good. You look good in the suit.
I did one gala there, and it was okay, actually. I mean, I'm going back up this year. This Bob Saget's hosting something, and I'm doing a show up there for the festival. I'm shitting on it, but I'm doing it.
I love the festival.
Yeah, it's okay. I always kind of had like a resentment against them because they never gave me anything coming up.
They gave me anything either.
Well, that's why I resent them. So,
but they love you now, right?
They like me now. I mean, they acknowledge that I'm doing okay now, but they don't love me.
Yeah, but you've been up there every fucking year, right?
No, it's for the Nasty Show, and I'm glad I did it when I did it last year because Geraldo hosted, so it was kind of good to be able to see him. But it was whatever, man. It was fucking the gala was okay. Yeah. It was okay, but what's his name? I had maybe a six, and fucking John Panette went on after me. And they love him up there. Yeah. That guy is awesome. I know who Panette is. I've never worked with him.
Yeah.
Watching him work that room, he is really great, man.
Yeah, I watched him at Caroline's like about a year ago.
Oh, son of a bitch is good, man.
Fucking, he's really funny.
He doesn't fuck around.
No, he doesn't play games, man. He's open for Sinatra. Like, he's a real fucking stand-up. He's one of those guys
that
people forget.
It's weird, too, because he's fucking kills it. Everybody knows his name, and you think that he would just be this force in the business, but... he's done a couple movies. He did a movie with Dane, Torque.
He's in the last Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Was he?
He's the guy.
Yeah. He's the guy that gets wrote.
Okay, but that's it. Okay. He should have his own fucking sitcom, don't you think?
Maybe he can't act. I mean, I don't understand him act, but...
He was all right. I saw him on that movie. He played a monk, like a fat monk. And he was funny. I mean, he was funny. Didn't he lose weight, too? He lost a lot of weight.
He's still big.
I don't know.
Oh, he's still big?
I mean, when I saw him a year ago, he's a big guy.
Yeah, dude.
He closed with a bit on gluten. Because he can't eat gluten. And I'm like, who the fuck comes out with a fucking closing bit on
gluten? Food allergy chunk?
It was great, though. Yeah, I mean, to pull off, I couldn't do 30 seconds on gluten. He did about a good 12 minutes. It was very impressive.
He's a fucking monster. Bob Marley's a monster, too.
I've never seen him before.
Oh, God. He walked out and just, he came from another gig and just everybody's fucking kind of shit in the bed. Huge gal. He just walks out and just kills it. Kills it with some dog shit about his dog and I don't know what the fuck, and just drops the hammer. I got and then takes his sweaty hat off and just walks off. Everybody else is dressed to the nines. He's just wearing shit. He's smart too. He's got an art. He said fuck LA, went back to Maine, sold all his houses, went back to Maine, bought a big house, and he's got an RV.
He does arenas in Maine.
Does arenas in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New England. And he pulls his RV up and just parks at the arena. And
you have not done a good job of selling me on that being a smart move. He parks his RV in Maine and does the theater. I hear his name a lot, though. He probably makes a shitload of money.
He makes crazy money.
He makes crazy
just Maine
money.
Alone. He sells out arenas. Have you ever worked the Portland Comedy Connection?
I've never done it.
It's hilarious.
Portland, Maine?
Portland, Maine, no. Yeah. There's like posters of him. Like, you know, the improv has all these posters of like Rock and Seinfeld. It's just all different Bob Marley posters. They have a case of his CDs, and they start the show with "Welcome to the Portland Comedy Kitchen, home of Bob Marley," and people go ape shit.
Does he? Does he sell out those shows?
Tonight's headliner, and then it'll just, he doesn't even do that club anymore. He just does.
Doesn't he own some of that
the arena?
Club?
He might.
He's probably almost up. Yeah, but he
it's
just
crazy.
Said, fuck it. He, I mean, I admire a guy that just said, fuck it. I'm just going to live with my family. He's got a kids. Oh, he's okay. got a wife. He's got a huge fucking house. He builds furniture. He does weird shit. He's done with the business. He's the king
he's
of
furniture
fame.
Salesman.
How old is he?
He's 72.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
He's good at sanding.
He's our age. He's like, I don't know.
Okay.
He has a kiosk at the mall, the Portland Mall. He has his own kiosk. It just sells
what?
His merch. Yeah.
Get the fuck
like
out.
Like all
Are you
the
serious?
Time. Like 24, like whatever the fuck the
does
saying is.
Does he stand there?
I think it's his does. Mother. I think his mother, literally.
What?
His mother runs the kiosk.
She probably makes all the money, too.
At the mall. I don't know.
He probably gave her that little thing. Like, just make
right,
this.
Right.
Yeah, BJ Penn did that for his mom. His mom runs the merch and all the fucking fan stuff. So that's, you know, not that she needs him. I think she's fucking loved. BJ Penn is a fighter in MMA.
Ah.
Nah, yeah, Joe List went fucking...
The prodigy.
Yeah, the prodigy. You know fucking MMA. Speaking of MMA, me and Norton...
How many M's?
Yeah, that was... Speaking of MMA.
It's only a website.
It was awful.
It was the two M's connected. It was MMA. We're going to Silver...
Silva.
Silva.
Yeah.
Silva, not Silver.
Silva.
Silva.
From fucking Boston. It's Silva.
Silva, dog.
Silva and fucking Chael Sonnen, kid.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, I hope it's a good fight.
What do you mean you hope it's a good fight?
You never know.
Yeah,
what could make it bad?
Anderson Silva dropping him in the first round, in the first minute of the first round?
Why would that be bad?
Because then...
Yeah, that's true. It would be good. Anything would be good.
Great. And there's no scenario that this turns out bad.
Chael knocking him out would be... Yeah, they kiss.
Knocking out real hard. Right
Oh, my God.
This is a bummer.
If they just started making out,
yeah.
Slipped
hey,
fucking like Anderson's tight little shorts.
Those black and yellows.
Took out his fucking uncircumcised Brazilian.
I mean, I don't know if it's gonna go
and
that
then
far. But
half the MMA fans are like,
yeah.
This is what we want.
I've been waiting this since Denver '93.
It's a pretty gay sport.
Someone started with it with a slow clap.
They did that in the movie Bruno. Remember that?
I did, yeah.
Oh, what a fight. And that was real, too.
Did I just rip off a Bruno?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
No. Oh, Bruno, I'm thinking, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Borat.
So there's still a chance that I ripped off.
No, you did.
They did it in Bruno.
I'm just an asshole ripping off of... Oh, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
It was a gay guy, Bruno, gay, and he reformed himself. He went to, like, this Catholic place where they reform you to not be fucking queer. And he comes back months later. He has a mullet and he's a fucking red. He goes in the ring with this other guy and they're supposed to fight, but it's a real one of those backwoods country MMA.
It's like a Rage in the Cage or something.
Vic
like.
Henley told me about that because he was the MC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then they go to the middle and they just start making out, and they're full on just tongue each other.
Dude, it's.
And then
it gets
funny.
Awkward quick.
They pull each other's clothes off and they're throwing chairs. They're fuck that. They just want to get in and kill these two fucking guys. And they're just making out and the music and they fall on the ground. There's baby oil on them.
That is hilarious.
Oh, and the guys in the fucking stands, they had to lock. Vic said they did lock the cage. Because people, like, from the inside, because people were, like, trying to get in.
And they had a secret way out. They had a secret way out of the cage. Like an exit. They had built something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're so smart because they had them sign something coming in. There was a giant, you had to
Don't
sign.
Throw things at fags?
No, it was a giant thing on the wall for one thing for everybody to read, a bunch of writing. And in there it said, you are being filmed for a movie, blah, blah, blah. And they videotaped everyone signing, and you couldn't go in unless you signed. So everyone signed off that they were okay being in the movie.
No shit.
Yeah, it was really smart the way they did it, so no one knew they were in a
Fun
movie.
Fun facts with Jim Norton. Yeah. We'll be right back with the YKWD.
Great.
So, where are you going?
I thought that was real.
No, it was a fucking joke.
I know.
Like
I was yes-anding again.
That's not my real voice. fucking asshole. So your special comes out, this comes out Monday, so your special comes out when?
Saturday night. I think it's 8 or, no, it might be 9 or 10. I don't know what time it is. Sun Epics.
And so nobody's going to know the other beginning of it, right?
No, it won't be the biggest deal in the world, but it's just a cool, I'm glad I did it, because the first person who read it, who was, in the company went, oh, this probably won't be very funny, but I kind of felt like, yeah, nah, this will work.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
It fucking worked.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. Yeah, it's fucking great. It's really great. I mean, the Aussie thing is fucking just the tops. It's like, it's just crazy. Like you brought up, it's like, I can't believe, because I know you've been an Aussie fan.
Yeah.
Before, like, when we used to hang at the Boston, you're a fucking Aussie
fan. Oh, yeah, since I was in high school.
Just a nut. And now he's, like, his, you're friends with the guy.
I know Sharon better. Like, I know Aussie knows me because I've talked to him enough, but I'm closer with Sharon than Aussie, to be honest with you.
You know what's something really cool, I thought? When you did Down and Dirty and you had fucking Lemmy as
yeah,
the DJ.
Man.
When
Lemmy.
You did that, I was like, that is, I love Motorhead. And I was like, that's fucking awesome. Was he weird to work? Because Lemmy, I've seen all the documentaries. He seems like... He only reacts when he needs to react. Was that weird when you would like...
Well, it was weird to meet him. Like I had met him briefly before, but when you walk in, all he wants in his rider is like, all he wants is Jack Daniels and sour cream and onion potato chips. I don't know how he's alive.
And
I really don't.
And Marlboros, right?
And Marlboros. He smokes like a fucking animal. But yeah, he's an easy guy. He was just like, hey, whatever, man. And we just chatted. I got a cool picture of
you
me and him.
He
and
hangs his kids' fucking stockings at Christmas off his moles. Fuck, do I... I can't stand risen moles.
That's the beauty of him, is he doesn't give a fuck. He has them and he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't care. Bangs chicks, takes Polaroids of them. He's the greatest.
Yeah.
He came down here. He was right here, actually.
Really?
We shot the opening for Down and Dirty right on the side street. And we had a bunch of different things, but I shot it with Lemmy. And the fucking band in the Wild was going crazy because he was outside.
No shit.
Yeah.
Real quick, would you fuck Kelly?
Hello. Here we go.
I don't know. It's hard to say because if I just saw Kelly without knowing she was a stand-up, you sure I'd fuck her.
Would you fuck Dan?
No.
Okay.
He's a good power bottom.
Push back.
Oh, I don't like that. I'm too much of a submit. I need to play with my nipples. I can't handle any aggression from the bottom.
You're talking about on air today. I don't know. I don't get nipple play.
Really?
It does nothing for you.
It's the best. No, when guys love the nipples being played with, it's the fucking best. It's like the black guy. He right. fucking loved that
look
shit.
At well, he said black guy, so he's gone.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not.
But
really?
The guy from... Yeah. Oh, the but the last one didn't like it at all. He was like, no. I'm like, really?
You like nipple play?
Yeah.
You like playing with the... How do you play with the nipples? Pantomime.
Do you suck on their nipples?
Just pantomime.
Whatever they want. It's either a suck or a little chew or a little play or a little tongue.
What?
Depends.
Chew?
You know, like it's like a slight bite.
I can't do it.
A slut butt?
Slut bite.
A slight...
What? Slight bite.
It's my accent. I have an accent.
You said a slut butt.
Slut butt?
A slight bite.
Never ate a slut butt?
I would never want my fucking... You don't know.
No, I'm pretty apathetic towards a nipple play. I'm a big penis play guy. Yeah. The rest is nonsense.
I need the nipple, though, man. I really do. I've connected it.
Really?
For some, yeah, I don't know why. It's fucking crazy.
Interesting.
I fucking hate it. I just get down to my cock. Get down to my balls. I like my asshole.
Later. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess I fucking
your Bobby pussy, as it's sometimes referred to.
That right?
Fuck of me, course. My pussy. That's what you said.
Chick was eating my asshole, and I went, yeah. And I was fucking peeling my legs back, and I went, yeah, eat that pussy. And she looked up from my asshole. She went, did you just call it a pussy? I was like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, you'd much rather have been fucked by a tranny. That's why you were saying that.
Touche.
Yeah.
I couldn't get fucked by a trainer, though. I feel bad.
Why? Like, for coming too quickly?
Nice.
Jim's on fire. I just wouldn't be able to look at Dawn again. Like, just knowing that what I'm doing to her has been done to me. Ugh. I just feel bad for Dawn. Like,
so you have sex with her ass?
No, I don't fuck Don's ass, but her pussy. Right. And then in the case of me getting fucked, that would
that's
be my
your pussy.
Pussy.
I got you. I see. I got you.
Get it?
No, but you might want to experience that. I'm a chick with a strap on.
Are you out of your mind? I had a girl want to do a strap on back when I was around 24. She was like, I'll do it, but you buy it. And I was like, I'm not buying it. You buy it. Like it was about money. We were both nickel chasers. We spent the fucking 25.
What? You want me to buy the dildo?
A couple of skin flints. My ex tried to fuck me with one many times, and she just couldn't do it. I couldn't take it. I would have. Yeah. My ass is too tight.
What kind of dildo was it, though?
She had a strap on. No, she had a strap on. Look at her cock.
OJ's fist holding a football.
Yeah, with the Heisman.
She cut off a Madame Tussauds hand.
Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds.
Oh, Bob.
So you didn't let your girlfriend. You didn't let your ex-girlfriend do it.
I tried, but I just couldn't take it.
You just your butt couldn't take
it. Yeah, it was a physical thing. Can I have a water, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just it wasn't a homophobia. Like, get out of there. I just it was just hurt.
Yeah.
Would you fuck somebody guy in the ass if he wanted it?
Thank
I don't
you.
Know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. There's something fun about being able to, like, when you see what guys are like when they fuck a girl. Like, if I got to do that, I don't know. I'd probably rather just be with a chick.
Can you unround?
Yeah,
your body?
That's what I'm talking about.
Huh? Her roly poly body.
So you would rather strap on and fuck a girl than fuck a guy?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question. If your guy wanted you to fuck him in the ass with a strap on, would you, just for shits and giggles, would you do it?
It depends.
Literal
how
shits and giggles.
Are we high five each other at the end?
He's gonna shit on your dick and giggle the whole time.
Oh, shit on me. I don't know. It depends how. If it was like a good, like, oh, this is hot, I would probably do it because it's hot. But
well, what would it take to be hot?
Yeah, what
roses and lighting?
At the moment, it doesn't sound very hot, but I don't know. You never know. In the moment, you know, enough boredom, enough alcohol.
Do you
never know what happens?
Do you have a
half a bottle of wine?
Do you have a vibrator or a dildo?
I have a vibrator.
You don't have a dildo.
No, I have one of those as well. But I don't
use it. Do you have an arsenal? Like when an assassin moves
a bookcase.
So then
you answered inappropriately.
I open up the suitcase and just pull everything out and go, right.
How do you forget that you have a dildo?
Because I never use it. It's there, but I don't use it.
Where is it?
It's in the bottom drawer.
What color is it?
It's blue.
Oh, I was gonna guess black or purple.
I don't get that.
No, the real one is purple. The one that I use is purple.
Well, you have two?
Yeah.
Sounds like you have a fucking suitcase full of these things.
Well, it sounds like there's judgment coming from
just
there.
A junk
like,
pot.
I'm not judging. Why was it always
probably,
me? It always turns to me being an asshole. Nah,
you probably still jerk off more than I do.
I'm sure of it. Yeah, that would be outrageous if you jerked off.
Because it was a blue dildo to do it.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. What am I going to do? Use my finger? I'm like, ugh. It's too long. Like I gotta have that kind of time. I'm gonna be in and out.
Is it because you're lazy? It's quicker to jerk off with a vibrator, or
yeah.
Is it better?
I just imagine her throwing it in and doing other stuff. She's like, I gotta multitask.
Doing the ironing.
Yeah, but is it dildo better or
vibrator's better?
Vibrator. Oh, so why did you get a dildo?
Because I had it before I had the vibrator.
Did you use both?
You
no.
Simultaneous.
No, I've used like a. No.
It's a real question.
You don't use both. I know a girl who needs something in her pussy and her clit being vibrated.
I know her too.
It's my wife.
Now I've got one of those little bullet things, but I've already. Bullet. But I only use that if it's like if I'm going away and I don't have like the room to pack it in the city.
I really did. I had the joke in my act about losing it in my wife's vagina. It really happened. I had that little. I bought the cheap one instead of the good silver bullet. I bought the keychain one. I just took the keychain part off. It was like $10 cheaper.
They put.
That's right. What else are you fucking with a rabbit's foot?
It's gonna be good luck.
Came in a cereal box.
I got it. I had it on a clit, and I pushed down, and it bent, and then I pinched, and it went.
Oh.
I was sure. Just and I had to go in and get it. I had to do the surgery.
Jeez.
I hate that.
Did it kill the mood?
Huh? It killed the fucking mood. Yeah, we were just giggling while I was fucking trying to.
Relax. Just that. A bunch of that.
She was like, B. I was like, just shut the fuck. I got it. Let me get it. I'll do it. Then it turned into a power play move. I got it.
Have you ever had a condom get stuck up a girl's clucker?
I was just about to bring
never.
It up.
What did you just
Wait,
call it?
Stop. What did you call it?
A clucker.
No.
What's a clucker?
A girl's clucker.
A clacker?
Yeah. Her
That's
winch.
What you guys call pussies?
Clacker?
Yeah.
A clacker. Up the clacker. Oh, anyway.
I can't stand you.
It's never happened to me.
Just
but I know
must be confusing with an Asian cracker. There's a joke there somewhere I couldn't get it.
It's a good attempt.
It was an RL
so
thing, Asians.
God, I love you, Joe. You just really tried.
I couldn't tell if it was hacky or if I couldn't word it right. Something happened, but you get it.
It's never happened to me, ever.
Sure it has.
But I know, no, I swear to God, it never happened to me. But I know girls.
Condoms, you whore.
No, I fuck off.
All right,
go ahead. No, but I know girls that it's like gotten lost and I've had to like sit on the toilet and wait for it to fucking fall out. Have you guys ever lost?
I've had one stuck in there.
Up the clacker?
Yeah, and then you just got to pull it out, and that's an uncomfortable.
What did you do? Like get a torch and put your fingers in there
that.
And search?
I'll leave it. I'll leave. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I've left them in. I knew it fell off, and I left it in.
God.
Yeah, because I just had the ring, you know, like it snapped off, and I just had the actual elastic part. I was like, yeah, fuck it. She'll figure it out.
That, yeah.
Comes out like a year later. It's a different color.
Mold growing on it.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not going in. I do it for my wife, but I'm not doing surgery for some broad. I was just fucking. No way. Just leave it in there. probably comes out with 9 others from
just
different countries.
She got a pussy made out of sandpaper. It just fucking locks
fucking
them off.
Passport stamps on them. Fuck that.
Gross.
I don't. You know, in the inside of a fucking box, let's just be honest, is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just all these bumps and nuggets and crannies and then it gets swollen and she does something with her stomach and it fucking fills up.
This sounds like the testimony of someone who was molested.
Then what happened? It's just there's some gross bumps.
You gotta put your fingers in there. It just smells.
And she says she won't let you return the library book until you do it.
I wish I had a good molestation story. I wish I had a fucking librarian or a teacher fucked
me. Hey, you got a nice steak out of it.
I blew that guy for a steak.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah. Choice cuts. That's good.
I can always smell. When I smell dick, it's that dude's
How
dick
old
too.
Were you when you...
when I blew the dude for a steak?
Yeah.
I think it was 18.
No,
I'm kidding.
God, you fucker.
Shit.
So you're smart enough to play
first grade? Something like that? Maybe before first grade.
Wow.
So he eat his like ass, that. Too?
No, I'm not a fucking homo.
That doesn't qualify as a molestation story?
Yeah, that's molestation. Yeah, absolutely.
But you said I wish you had one.
He was a kid, too, though. So
I wish he had
really
a better one with bells and whistles.
If that was a guy, fuck yeah.
Boo.
He was a kid.
I thought he was 30.
Just some fucking Harry Chase guy looking like fucking a
Harry Chase?
I don't know. I got into it. Sorry.
I don't want to hear some fucking innocent, boyish exploration story. I want a fucking little bobby head pushed into a fucking cock. A stake over your eye like a fucking abuse victim.
Fucking guy has gray hair growing out of his ears.
Oh, fuck.
Bring it over.
Fucking hop a kid.
A coming of age.
No, I never had a man molest me. Thank fucking God. I don't know what I'd do if I fucking remember that shit. It was just all, it was all kid shit. It was all like other dudes, but it was bad because nobody told me about sex. So then you learn about sex and you're like, oh, I'm a fucking homo. Because I jerked my friend off and I sucked the dude off for a steak. But I like chicks. And then you're like, oh, where the fuck am I? And then when I got sober, finally a guy told me. He goes, tell me your deepest, darkest shit. And I told him, I go, I fucking blew a dude for a steak. And I jerked my friend off. And I'm on fire. And he goes, hang on 1 second. Gary, get this kid. Get that. He got like 5 kids. Did you ever jerk your friend off? Yeah, of course. So I was like, oh. Yeah, fuck you. You're not a faggot. Relax.
Huh.
And there was like 9 dudes who did the same shit. So, and you did it too. You blew your friend under a
There's
porch.
No reason to rope me into your gay confessional.
I read the book. I know.
You wrote a book on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underneath the stairs. Yeah.
It's a piece of the book. You didn't write a book about
it.
It wasn't a fucking, yeah.
But I don't like Bob all of a sudden feeling uncomfortable with his confession. Going, ah, look at him. He knows what I'm saying.
Handballed it to you.
This guy sucked a cock.
He was just staring at me talking. It just felt uncomfortable.
I don't know.
You blew a guy under a porch?
Yeah, my friends and me would do it.
Did he blow you too?
Of course.
I love that he's
not stupid. He's going to get it back.
I like that Jim. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
He pissed in my mouth in the swimming pool.
Oh, jeez.
Like underwater or above?
Yeah, underwater. I was young. He was my age or a year old. He might have been in second grade, might have been in first, or maybe even younger.
Right.
We were in the public pool, and he made me go under the water and blow him. Not that I minded. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Were there people around? Or
I think so, yeah. It was in the middle of the afternoon.
What if you fucking...
the lifeguard? I don't know what to do.
A little fucking flat-faced kid blowing another kid in the... What are you doing?
But he peed my mouth, and I told him, don't do that again. And he said he wouldn't, but then he did it again.
So you learn you can't trust him.
He was not a reliable person. He was not a straight shooter, so to speak.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. You've never done it. You're not going to admit to that.
No, I would if I did. I don't. No,
nothing.
What's I think,
the closest thing?
Yeah, me and my friend used to, when I was in like third grade, we used to dry fuck stuff. Like let's pretend this fucking teddy bear is a hot chick something.
Okay, Dan. No, that doesn't. I blew
you
a guy.
Blew a guy. I don't know.
In a closet. His friend pissed in his mouth in a public pool.
But you were saying, if anything, what am I supposed to say? I'm not going to top any of those.
Don't get angry.
Yeah, you humped a teddy bear.
Is there anything like you held your friend's dick while he took a piss or anything?
What? I thought she was trying to fucking make it okay.
No.
Did you do anything?
Not.
You never the clacker?
I didn't have sex until I was 18. I like waited for a while.
But you never slammed clackers with another lady?
No, I nearly had a threesome. That's the worst. I think. And that's not even that bad.
Two guys or a girl?
I was really high. I'd just taken a few pills and snorted some pills as well.
Hey.
And then was like climbing off the walls. And then there was two guys that I was friends with. And we started getting into it. And I don't know.
Wait, slow down. Slow down.
Yeah.
So what do you mean getting into it?
Like I was making out with one of them. And the other one had his hands in my pants.
And then what?
And then it kept going. And then
what do you mean kept going where?
Well, you know, making out with this one, then making out with that one. And then
did you take his dick out?
No. But before that all happened, something happened where I just kind of like I don't know, I wasn't high anymore. I went, oh, I think I know what's about to happen. Right. The thing it was is that I really liked one of them. I was in love with him. I loved him to death. Right. And I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be in a threesome because I knew that I would never be with him if I was in a threesome with him. Right. Like we would never be in a relationship. Uh-huh. So I stopped.
Were you ever in a relationship with him?
No, he married. After we broke up, he got back.
Oh, you dated him?
Yeah, but really briefly, after we broke up, he got with his ex-girlfriend before me, and she fell pregnant straight away.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. If you fucking blew him and his friend, you'd still be in the mix.
That's nah, right. I think I lucked out.
Sure, you like
out.
To party.
Yeah, I don't party like that anymore.
Joe, you've never been molested?
No, I got no good stories.
You never jerked one of your friends off?
Come on.
You never jerked off to jerking one of your friends off?
No. No, I got nothing. See, I had a buddy, I wish I said his name, but maybe he's listening. I had a buddy who, when he first started jerking off, thought it was like cool. He was like, he thought he was the first one, so he's like, watch this, I'll jerk off. And he jerked off in the room while me and my other friend were in the room, and we were like, no, this is a bummer, like this is not what we're this is no good.
I'm really bummed.
And he just
out
sat
right
and,
now.
And he kept being like, I can't come, but like you'll see, like you'll see.
How
and we were
we?
Like, yeah, we jerk off too, like this isn't, it was like seventh grade, sixth grade or something like that. Maybe it was fifth grade.
This is a bummer, yeah.
Yeah, he
this
was just standing
bummer.
There, like, jerking off. And we were just like, so we were just like, looked at the wall and talked to each other, like,
that's
what a fucking
stupid he must
man.
Have felt.
Are you
he's
sure?
doing, he's yeah. like, you guys impressed?
And we like, yeah,
you
we
sure it wasn't
Luis
Gomez? I go, this that is really funny, watching around.
That just sucks to do that in front of, like, a kid who kind of has his shit together. No, dude, that's not cool. It's like,
whoa.
I thought this was a safe place.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, good.
All right, what are you going to do? We're all fucked up. Yeah. So Norton, you got your show coming out. I'm excited. I saw a little clip of it. You saw some of it too. You saw a few.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, they put a couple clips up on Laugh Spin.
It looks great. It looks fucking great.
Thank
I love the actual because you know you see these specials, they fucking all look the same. Like I said, they shot three of the same specials at Showtime, the same theater with this. It just fucking blows my mind that somebody doesn't give a fuck enough to care what the thing looks like when you put it out. And I saw yours. It looks fucking great.
Thank you.
It really looks good. You look good too, man. You lost
my
a lot
fucking
of weight.
Fat head. I parts some of the shots I like, and when it gets on a close up, I just want to decapitate myself. It's fucking hate my fat head.
You don't have a fat head.
I do in this special. I do. Sorry, I saw it. It's okay.
You lost weight, dude. You look good. You look good on the special.
Thank you.
You're fucking killing. It's what's the name of it?
Please Be Offended.
Please Be Offended. And you got a poster that came out with that too. Where is that at?
Oh, the at the venue.
Yeah.
No, we just it was
they're
limited. All gone. They sold out. Yeah, that was just limited.
Shit. Was did you limited. Save me one?
I don't think so. I don't know if I have one. It was this artist made these things, a gig poster, and I sold it at the venue, and then we sold them online. And they sold. That's it. It was just one run.
All right, great. The gig poster was a fucking amazing.
Yeah, Danny Ross from Opie and Anthony, kind of got me the artist, and he's that's his thing on the side, and he's really good at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he got me my you know what, dude? When we did the live show at Gotham, he did the gig poster for us for that too. The shit sells out like that.
How'd it go when you did it at Gotham?
It was awesome. Good. It was fucking great. We had Bonnie come down. It was Joe DeRosa, Bonnie, and then we had Bob DeBono be Voss because it was fucking. He annihilated his Voss. He's so okay. And he knows his act, which is just brilliant that he knows his fucking jokes. But it's coming out. I'm fucking excited, man. It's good that you. I love when my friends have especially. Patrice was last year. I thought it was fucking great. Now you, so make sure you check out the special this Saturday night on Epix.
Yes.
Find out where that is. Google it. Call your cable provider, or you can watch it on Epix.com.
EpixHD.com is the easiest way to do it. If you don't have Epix, just go there and you can get it.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening to this follows Norton. You know where it is, so I'm probably reiterating what you already fucking know. We're going to wrap this podcast up. This is a special edition of You Know What, Dude? Which fucking, Jim Norton actually named the podcast. Dude, you fucking boom. You got fucking faggot. You sucked your dick. You got your steak. So thanks for listening, Jim. We got anything else coming up? Any shows? Anything you want to promote?
No, man. I mean, no, I'm just doing some stuff with Attell and Artie Lang.
and DePaulo were doing August 11th in the Chicago market. And then me and Attell are doing the Hampton Beach Casino August 25th, just the two of us.
Really?
Yeah, which I've never done. Blumenreich's been asking me to do that great for a while. Is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
I've never heard. I've never done it.
It's great.
But, you know.
I opened for Attell there years ago. You can see the ocean while you're on stage.
Oh, wow. It's that sounds great. Horrendous.
No, it's amazing.
Is that good?
It's like a 2,700-seater. It's great.
I used to go. That many seats? Oh, boy, we're in trouble.
That many, yeah.
I used to go there as a kid. That's where I went, Hampton Beach, all the time. I used to go there. One of my uncles or cousin worked at one of the arcades, and he'd go and get me a big bucket of quarters, and I could just play all the games all night long. I just had to give him the quarters back when I was done. It was a fucking just the best time of my life. And then I fucking sucked the dude's dick for steak. And
that was the best time of your life.
Yeah.
I opened for Attell there in 2004, and it's like, you know, 2,500 seats sold out. And I'm up there for like 8 minutes, and the mic goes out. And this guy comes running up with another mic. He goes, "We had a feeling that was going to happen. Here you go."
Oh, I handed it back to
him. It's like, what? You handed me up with a mic that was going to die?
Well, that's that's what the opener's for, though.
And then, yeah.
So it doesn't happen to fucking Attell.
That was also when Dave was still drinking then, and in New Hampshire you can't drink on stage.
Really?
And, he had a Jaeger and a Budweiser or whatever, and he was walking on stage, and they go, "Oh, Dave, you can't drink on stage in New Hampshire." He goes, "Ha," and kept walking on stage. And then he was having girls from the crowd bring him shots on stage, and everyone was just going nuts in the back.
Why can't you drink?
I don't know. You're just not allowed to drink on stage. It's like a thing.
Live free or die, baby.
Yeah. You have to put it in like a cup or something. I don't know.
Joe List, where are you going to be?
July 12th. I'm.
You actually have a date?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's been a rough summer, everybody.
You would have used a fucking opener. This kid's one of the funniest kids around.
You balked at my my last date in Montana.
The fuck plays Montana?
It's a fucking gig. It's also with DePaulo. July 12th, I am headlining...
What?
Caroline's Comedy Club. It's a Thursday night. So, come
to
that.
That's great. All right. I'm going to come down.
July 12th. Yeah.
Right. Have you headlined there before?
You want a middle?
Can I middle for you? I'll middle for you.
You can MC. I don't want to follow you.
All right.
Can you, have
it's
you
better
done,
money anyways.
Have you done Caroline's? Have you headlined there?
I have, yeah.
It's great, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Do you have, that's why
there's people there. Hopefully, that you know, 8 of these people will come.
So Biglia told Caroline's, they gave him a list of people that he wanted to middle, and he put Billy Burr on the list.
What?
Yeah.
When?
This is years ago, but still, Billy was a headliner. Billy's always, you know what I mean? They're both headlining. He put Billy Burr, fuck you, you cocksucker. Dan, where are you going to be? That's good. Glad the Guinness thing worked out. At Dan Soda, and he's got a new website.
Yeah.
I actually didn't want to be a dick, but I'm at Caroline's June 28th at 10 p.m.
Why is that a dick?
Because he did it, and I was like, shit.
I think what is a dick is acting, you know.
I don't know. Well,
if you had been like, I'm also at Caroline's
I'm
June 28th,
Caroline's.
It would have been fine. But the fact that you were like this, I didn't want to take away from my little retarded
friend. No, not at all. But
that's
saying
how
that,
it felt.
No, that's not how it
felt.
That's not how
it felt. Joe finally got a gig.
Now
I don't
Joe and I
step on
are
going to
be in an argument 45 minutes.
Mom and Dad's so
funny. So you're both headlining the same club the same night?
No, I'm June 28th. He's July 12th.
So who gives a fuck?
Right.
June 28th.
But you didn't like that he implied that, like, by mentioning himself, he was saying, like, well, the giant is going to be there.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Dan didn't want to undercut his friend. Aren't you at Joker's Wild?
I'm at Joker's Wild.
Because we're getting pizza.
And then,
I just remember it because I know that we're going down to watch him because there's pizza we're supposed to be eating there.
Kelly is headlining Caroline's June 18th.
Kelly, don't believe everything you hear, okay? No, we might. We might now that you're fucking disappointed. We might. I'll go with you, maybe.
We'll eat the pizza.
We'll figure it out. You say pizza tonight, you fatty. All right, so you're going to be there headlining the big show, selling the big ticket.
That's probably going to get canceled.
You're going to be there. I don't fucking downplay it now.
What do you mean? There's a lot of followers
and
here.
And for Stuke, where are you going to be? What do you got? Creek in the Cave?
Yeah, it's July 7th.
That's your big show, right?
Yeah, my big 1 year anniversary show at the Creek in the Cave,
you
July 7th, 10 o'clock.
Come down and do a show.
Oh yeah, I'd have any of you guys come down and do anything.
Colin Quinn's doing his new thing there all this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his new thing?
What's he doing? A new hour?
He's doing a thing about the Constitution. That's all he knows.
When did he become fucking the History Channel?
Is he really?
I don't know. Yeah.
He's such a fucking Jesus.
Where's
Christ.
That at?
And,
he sets the bar too high.
He's starting at the Creek, and it's I think it's in the very early stages now. And
interesting.
Yeah. All right, so listen, we're gonna end this. Jim, thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
I can't wait to see the fucking whole special, and you guys are gonna be flipping out when you see the Aussie thing, but the extra that we can't talk about. Look at her armpits. I love armpits. Just show Jim the armpit.
Just show him the armpit, please.
Pick it up. I want to fuck it. I just want to lick it. That's the only part of our mind.
I like armpits. I mean, I like no deodorant on a girl. If I'm attracted to her, I don't want deodorant.
Ugh.
It turns me on to fucking smell it through their shirt and then smell it and lick it. For real.
You like smelly fucking
love.
Shit.
If the chemistry's right. If they have period pits, which are oniony, they can fucking go fuck themselves.
You could tell the difference between a period
Normally, not always.
They did a show in fucking Cleveland.
But not always.
Where he fucking smelled these chicks' pits. You're on your period. Yep.
Oh,
you can't always tell me with like a girl who I'm chemically.
He's like a bed bug dog. Chick on the rag. You can smell that metallic cunt anywhere.
Nah, there's just something about the fucking, the pits smell oniony when they're on their period.
Can you smell hers?
Nah, I can't because I'm not in a perverted mood right now. I'm too tired and I got to go on.
All right, buddy.
But if I was feeling dirty, I would. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, man. You guys check out riotcast.com for all the fucking greatest podcasts and. You guys are the best. Thanks for donating. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for reviewing and spreading the word.
Hey, this is the You Know What Dude podcast. And here are our sponsors, everybody. Laugh Button, Laugh Spin, Yowzers Fitness, Cringe Humor, and Goriner. Oh, Go Runner. All right, and Go Runner. Laugh Button, Laugh Spin.
You really are a fucking algae.
But no. Fuck that. That's all one word. Guriner. This is the You Know What Dude podcast. And how about a big round of applause out there for our sponsors, Laugh Button, Laugh Spin, Yowzers Fitness, Go Runner, and let's not forget Cringe Humor. We love you all.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop